Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
All in favor to help Julia and Mesa for a cupcake call, say aye.
Aye.
Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Miss Julia, you sent us an email. It feels nice to be, like, over here on this side of the board,
okay.
By the way, you guys.
Jeez.
I love being able to call up your number, but we've got to know more. Why do you need to get revenge on your husband, Kelvin?
Well, listen, he lied to the entire family and wrongfully punished our 14-year-old son, Sean.
Okay, well, this already sounds real bad, but we need details. How did he lie? What did he lie about?
So, last Friday, I go into the garage and I look at my Toyota and the entire bumper is scratched and like hanging off from a thread.
Oh, no.
A huge scrape, like serious damage.
What the hell happened? Did you crash the car or did somebody like rob you or something?
No, I did not crash the car.
You would have remembered.
I would have remembered. So I freaked out, right? And I call an entire family meeting. We have a family meeting. Everybody's sitting down. And I ask what happened. And Calvin, my husband, jumps right in and says, Sean, do you have anything to say? Sean is my son. He's 14 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. And he looks absolutely petrified. And he says, no, I don't know what's going on here, but I thought Calvin did. And he said that he would explain for Sean what happened. And he told me that Sean had been going out in the middle of the night practicing to learn to drive and that this was him practicing and he messed up the car.
Whoa.
Yikes.
So your son has been secretly taking the car out and he thought that you wouldn't notice?
Yeah, I didn't notice because, you know, I sleep pretty soundly.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband apparently knew. My son, he looked absolutely petrified and didn't really say anything, so we grounded him a month. But I was out the other day, and I saw my neighbor, and my neighbor asked me, you know, hey, is your husband okay? I had no idea what she was talking about. And the neighbor saw my husband driving my Toyota, and then he took a wide turn, hit the neighborhood curb, and just drove off. Like nothing happened. Yeah.
So your husband did this, not your 14-year-old Sean?
That's what I said. I asked her. I said, are you sure that it wasn't Sean? She goes, no, it was definitely not a 14-year-old boy who was balding and wearing an ill-fitted purple polo shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is not cool. How are you going to blame that on your own child?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, I need some help. We have to get revenge.
Yes, we do.
Not cool.
No, it's not cool at all. All in favor to help her get revenge on her husband, say aye.
Aye.
Carla, how many seconds are we giving her?
101.
101 seconds for you to get revenge on your husband, Kelvin. Now, question, Julia. This is all about getting your man to baby talk live on the radio. Is this something that you two do in your own spare time?
Well, I wouldn't say in our spare time, but, you know, when Sean was a baby, there was a song that Calvin used to sing all the time to get Sean to be quiet and calm down. So I think that I can make this happen.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to find out if you can make it happen.
All right. We are, too. It's a Cupcake Call, and it's up next with the Morning Mess. We're back with a cupcake call. We had just spoken to Julia moments ago who had explained to us why she needs to get revenge on her husband, Kelvin. So basically, you had found your car, Julia, in the garage. You'd seen that the brand new, fabulous looking Toyota was completely wrecked. You went over, had a family meeting, talked to everybody, and it ended up being that your husband said that someone in the family had actually done this. Right, Julia?
Yes. He blamed our 14-year-old son, Sean, who was apparently taking the car out to practice driving.
Or so your husband said.
Yeah.
But then you had found out just a little bit later from a nosy neighbor, which I don't know if those have ever been beneficial, but I guess this is the first time.
That's true.
So this neighbor had told you what about that accident?
She told me that she saw Calvin actually taking a wide turn and hitting the neighborhood curb and driving off.
So clearly your 14-year-old didn't do this, which is so sad that he blamed it. You grounded him for a month for no reason at all. Also, he trusted his dad, your husband, and he totally lied and snitched on him for something he didn't do.
It's kind of a bad example. You know, he's lying, and my son knows his father's lying.
Your son is a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is not a snitch.
Nope.
Your husband is.
Yes, he is.
Wow. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, Carla, how many seconds are we giving her?
101.
So you have 101 seconds to get your man to baby talk live on the radio without him knowing. Julia, can you do this?
I think so.
All right. Let's put you to the test. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, babe. I need you.
Hey, why? What's wrong?
Look, honestly, today's just been the worst day ever. Sean, I'm trying to get him ready for school, and he's being this little monster, okay? He's really getting on my nerves, and, you know, I feel like he's not our sweet little baby boy anymore, and he's turning into this hormone monster.
Julia, I'm at work. I mean, he's a teenager now, you know? Yeah, he's going to be annoying sometimes.
No, it's more than that, okay, Calvin? He is being a monster, and I just want our baby boy back. And I know you're at work, but this is my work, and I need a little
Look, look,
right
look,
now.
He's a teenager, you know? Give it a couple years. He'll be out of the house soon enough, you know? Just
no,
deal with it. I'm at work.
That is the opposite. That is the opposite of what I want to hear, okay? He's my baby, and I want my little baby back. I want that quiet little baby we had, you know? Do you think you could sing that song for me?
What? I'm at the office. I'm not going to start singing, okay? I'm working.
Why?
At work here.
Please.
Okay, hold on. Okay. All right, just hold on. Hold on. Let me get in the bathroom over here. Hold on. I can't believe it.
Thank you. This is going to help my day.
This is ridiculous. Okay. 5 little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, hello? No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
That's certainly a new version.
What is going on here?
So, Calvin, you're live on the radio right now. We've got to let you know that you've been cupcake caught.
Got him. Julia, let him know why you're getting the revenge.
What the hell?
I found out that it wasn't Sean driving the Toyota. Yeah, our lovely neighbor saw you driving the car. You hit the neighborhood curb and just drove off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was just upset at the time. I was trying to come up with something. You know, she gets
Calvin,
upset. I wanted to...
No, I don't want to hear your excuse. Thank you very much. So we're going to have another family meeting tonight when you get home, and we're going to finish this discussion then.
He sounds scared. You guys hear me sound scared?
He should be. I'd be scared of her, too.
Afraid of your wife?
Should be afraid of your son, too. Both coming at you.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.